It's time for Tastemaker Talk, the podcast for food creators who want to level up their business and make an impact in the creator economy. I'm Abby Rodriguez.
And I'm Chandice Probst. We are your hosts and fellow food content creators here to dive deep into the trends, tools, and topics shaping the industry around us. There's so much to uncover, so let's talk about it.
Tastemaker Talk.
Welcome back to Tastemaker Talk. We love Kit. We believe passionately in owning your audience, and we are excited to dive into all things affiliate, conversion, and diversification with Jordan today. Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me. And Kit loves y'all too, just so you know. It's mutual.
We are so excited to have you here. So I want to tell everyone a little bit more about you. So Jordan Gill spent a decade running her own business, helping creators build systems for their life-first businesses. I love that. Along the way, she became a top 100 podcaster, international speaker, and an affiliate, consistently driving 5-8% conversion rates for the products she believed in. This is huge. You definitely are qualified. We are so excited for our audience to hear from you. So again, welcome. We are glad to have you. And we are going to dive right in. We wanted to kind of talk about food creators. They're consistently navigating algorithm changes, search updates, social platform shifts. So why is building an owned audience through email so important right now? Especially.
My goodness. You know, email has always been important. And I would say that even if I didn't work at Kit. But for me, I really recognize that for y'all food creators, you are navigating a ton of algorithms between social media, between Google, between all sorts of stuff. And so I truly believe food creators in particular are getting really hit the hardest because of all these platform shifts. It feels like every week I'm having to keep up with what is going on with AI, what's going on with search, all of those things. And so we really want to be able to maximize the content you're creating, right? The recipe-driven stuff, but also even the lifestyle things, and figure out how you can repackage those into an email-first opportunity. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, right, you put up the recipes and you have these stories and it's so rich and amazing, and we want to make sure that people see them. And so email is another place that you for sure own. And ownership is big for us at Kit, right? So social media, you don't own. They can change on a dime. Google, same thing. Kit allows you to own your audience. They will never just disappear. They will never go away. They are yours as long as they hang out there, right? And so it allows you to know 1,000 people on my list, 5,000, 10,000 people on my list are for sure getting my recipes. And that's what they want, right? And so we have a couple of really awesome creators on Kit who do freebies and do opportunities to say, hey, every Friday you're going to get, you know, a really awesome weekend meal plan every single Friday. And so someone who loves your recipes on your website and on social media, they're going to want to get that and make sure that they see it. And so making sure there's an opportunity for them to do that. So I think this first area of understanding ownership versus rented land is a big one, because if you're only on rented land, it's going to feel bumpy every single week. But if you have that consistency of email, it's going to feel a heck of a lot better.
I agree. I don't know if you've seen lately, but things are going crazy on Instagram right now. People are waking up on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Their account's gone with like nothing. And it reminds me of Vine. Do you remember back in the day when we used to watch Vine?
Yes.
And then literally the next day it was gone. And I was like,
totally.
What happened? And those Vine creators had to come to Instagram. But now we're seeing people lose. I just saw this guy that I follow that's so funny. He lost his, 1.3 million on TikTok overnight. Nothing. And I thought, wow. So it is so important. And I appreciate you really like showcasing that owned land versus rented land. I kind of had an aha moment yesterday, just randomly. And don't you just love those? When I was like, why am I so scared to send more emails? Why? What is holding me back from sending them? Because I'll send maybe 1-2 a week and I'm like, I don't want to bombard them. Well, they don't have to open it, but it's there for those who want it. And I've heard that a lot, that you think you're sending enough emails, send more. Is that correct?
100%. So I am a creator as well. And so I send 3 emails every week, non-negotiable.
Love it.
And it's funny because people think, oh, I'm going to get so many unsubscribes. People are just going to be annoyed by me.
Listen, that's
right?
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yet it's like, actually, if I'm signing up for someone's list, I want to hear from them more, because obviously I am giving consent to say, hey, whatever you've got, give it to me. versus on social, maybe I see your post, but maybe I have to like go to your, you know, remember to go to your account, number one, and then scroll to the right post I want to see. That's hard.
Yeah,
I would rather just be on your email list and just have you send me the cool stuff as much as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we naturally think, oh, they're going to our website every day. No, no, no. We have to drive them and say, this post is updated. This post is new. This is what's going on. I want you to check out this new YouTube video. Whatever it may be, we're having to drive that. And that email is for that. I also think we're paying for every single subscriber. So how often do you purge your list? How often do you go through your list and be like, okay, this is your last, like send out an email saying, I am, you know, letting you say goodbye if it's not something for you. How often are you doing that?
So what's cool about Kit is we actually have what's called like a reactivation automation. Mm-hmm. And so what's cool is it's kind of on a rolling basis versus like, okay, I have to remember in January or in July or whenever to kind of purge or clean out my list. Kit allows you to do that on a rolling basis. So somebody who signs up in January and you set up a reactivation for 90 days. So if they only open 3 or less emails in 90 days, you may want to put them on a reactivation that then says a couple of subject lines that are like, hey, is this goodbye? Or, you know, do you not want this anymore? Or just, again, very much calling out that maybe you don't want to be here. And that's totally cool. And we can help you out with that. Because, again, like we said with the amount of emails you send, it's the same thing. You want people who want the content. And so if people just aren't interested anymore, or maybe again with food, it's like, okay, I maybe followed keto for a while and maybe now I don't follow keto anymore. And so I don't need, you know, the recipes.
Exactly.
So just making it so it doesn't feel personal to where it's just like every so often, again, we suggest 90 days to 6 months is a really good amount of time to know if somebody is here for the long haul. And that allows them to say, hey, actually, no, I really do. I just have been busy or whatever the case is. It also allows them to raise their hand that way.
I love that. And is that pretty easy for users to set up? It's not too hard.
Yeah. Okay. So it's right, literally so a template inside of Kit. So you literally can just push the button. It sets it up. You have to like name and put your own, you know, spin on your emails. But the actual setup, very easy.
See, I love that. That's really incredible and definitely something unique. Because instead of having to just set your reminder for every year, I think that's great. Because again, you are paying for every single subscriber every single month. And you have to look at that as, okay, I have this owned land, but I don't want it to get diluted. I want the people who want to be here to be here. And it's okay that if your list drops 3,000, that's fine. It's totally. Going to be fine. Yeah. Because then guess what's going to go up? Your open rate, which is also a good thing that you can share with brands that you're working with. So when a food creator is trying to make their newsletter more valuable, more consistent, we've talked about from a brand perspective and partnership, tightening that up. That's a good thing. We've talked about that. But what for the reader, the person opening the email, which strategies tend to make the biggest and immediate impact?
It is absolutely the welcome sequence. Because anytime you're going into something new, if you're walking into a new store or going to a website or just any new experience, you want to feel some sort of leveling of understanding or meeting of expectations. And so your email list is the same thing. So if somebody is joining your email list, think about the things that you want to make them aware of. Maybe it's, hey, I want to let you know that on Mondays I send this and Fridays I send this. And getting them oriented into your world because they may be new-ish to you. Or, you know, they may have seen you on social and they may expect something similar. And so letting them know what that entails and what that looks like. And also just letting them know that you're excited that they're there. I think sometimes we just forget to just relish in the excitement too. And, you know, have your personality show. So again, if that is showcasing your top recipe in your very first welcome email and say, this recipe, I know 10,000 people have done and it's the best recipe. So go and try it tonight with your family or try it this weekend or try it at your family reunion. Give them reasons to get interactive with what you're actually providing them. And I think too, when it comes to the welcome sequence, having a photo of yourself at the very bottom near your signature as well is something
makes
that
you a person.
I know it's like it personalizes the fact that this is an email from a human, right? We talk about AI. This is a human. Like this is somebody that is giving their heart behind these emails. So even just a small thing like putting your face next to your name on your email is a good way to keep your emails nice and warm.
Agreed. And I will say that I also love an ending call to action. I have increased my deliverability significantly by asking a question at the very end. So my welcome sequence says, what gluten-free recipe can I help you make? Like, what are you missing that I can help you make? I cannot tell you how many times people respond with what they want. And then I get to reply and send them, here it is for my website. Or if I don't have it, my friend over at Meaningful Eats has it because, you know, community over competition, right?
Yes.
And that's been huge for deliverability. I also had an experience just last night, which I don't think is coincidence that we're talking today. I had that yesterday. So I had an annual medical procedure every 3 years with my autoimmune. Mm-hmm. I had that procedure yesterday and I thought, you know, I'm going to share it because a lot of the people here are also struggling with celiac disease and Hashimoto's.
Me too.
And colitis. Yeah. And so I shared it. I was vulnerable. I was like, this is what's happening today. This is what I'm going to have. I asked my husband to make me when I got home and I linked my chicken noodle soup, gluten-free chicken noodle soup. But I got so many replies that were like, we hope everything goes well. Let us know how it goes. And cute little Judy said, I don't know if you read these emails, but I just wanted you to know that I'm so glad I'm not alone because I don't have anyone in my community who suffers with these kind of things or struggles with them, but to hear your experience did. And I got to reply to Judy and say, I read every single email and I respond to all of them. So I think that really, truly, the welcome sequence opens the door for people to feel like, well, there's a person on the other side and they're going to respond. So make sure with your welcome sequence that you have that personalized photo, that you have a call to action, and that you respond to everybody who replies to you. Respond back.
Yeah.
And then I think to getting vulnerable and being willing to share those things. That's kind of scary, but it's not just about sharing every recipe that you do.
Totally. Yep. The lifestyle stuff matters too. And as a fellow celiac, like I think it really endears you to somebody and lets them know, hey, we relate in this way. And so it can feel scary, like you said, but it will create subscribers for life.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, and I think a common misconception is a lot of creators think of email as a place to send links or updates, but it can be so much more, as we've talked about that relationship driven and community building. So can you walk us through the approach of a standout example of a creator who uses their newsletter to nurture genuine relationships? And how does that translate when we think about bringing revenue into the equation?
Totally. So there's a few ways that I've seen specifically food creators do this. And one of them is actually in their welcome sequence, they will ask where people are located. And the reason they do that is because they like to travel. And so what then happens is if they're going to be in that city or around that city, then they can send an email to just that city and say, hey, I'm coming to your city on October 1st. I want to do a meetup or I want to share a recipe or do something. Here's a way that we can connect in real life. And so really bridging that gap between offline and online is so important, again, just in this day and age. And so that's an opportunity for you to have face-to-face time with people. Like, gosh, right? So that's a really big thing that I've seen work really well for people. And even if you do just stay in your local town, knowing the people who are in your local town and the days that you want to do a demo or you want to host a dinner or you want to grab coffee and just love on your people, it's a great way to do that. Another thing I've seen is figuring out, there's actually another food creator who gets a lot of like PR and different things, and she doesn't use a lot of it. And so then what she'll do is she will, again, ask a question, people will respond, and then out of the people who respond, they will actually then go into a raffle to win the free thing that she's not even going to use, but it's still valuable to somebody. And so that's a way to get engagement, get insights, but also give a little bit of a token of appreciation in return. So those are a few fun ways that I've seen specifically
from creators
really utilize their email list beyond just, hey, here's a new recipe, right? Which again, as somebody who does subscribe to food newsletters, I do want the recipes. And what are other fun ways that you can engage with me?
I do think those are very creative. And I was thinking, oh, would the travel one be applicable to food creators? But it is, because then when you're there, you can also be like, hey, I'm in your city. What should I be eating? What should I be doing? And then you can share you can translate that to stories and be like, oh, Judy from my newsletter list said I have to go here. And this is going to be great. Also love the idea of giving the PR. I think that's so wonderful to give back. It's always a great way to give back to your community. So I love that.
Yeah.
So you started, so you're a creator first, but then you became, an advocate for Kit, which is incredible. So that says how much you appreciate what they do. So what's the number one thing that you love about like your email list and the capabilities?
My goodness.
You think on that one. You think on that one. And I'm going to ask you, because Kit has an affiliate network that helps creators earn by recommending tools that they already use and trust. And so let's talk about, I mean, leading into that, this might actually be the answer, is your role.
What's going to be my answer?
Right. How does your role feed Kit's larger mission of helping creators build more valuable businesses?
Yes. So one of the things that is specific to Kit is something called the Creator Network. And I, again, my business outside of Kit has grown like 4,000 email subscribers just through the Creator Network in the last year and a half. So it's kind of a big deal. And I, and there's stories and stories and stories I could go into, but what the Creator Network is say I want to join Chandice's email list. So I subscribe. And then on the next page, Chandice has already determined, hey, here's some other people that may have similar food newsletters that may be of interest to you. Do you want to join them? And you're allowed to click and say, I want to join this one, and maybe not that one. And then what's cool is I get added to those additional people's newsletters. So the Creator Network allows for you to be one of those 3 to 5 options that Chandice or somebody else has for their email newsletter. And you're able to grow your list without doing anything extra. It is magical. I just feel like it's sprinkles on top of a sundae, because it allows you to grow your newsletter without you having to create another freebie or to put out another social post. It's just people who are like you out there growing food newsletters can also be growing your email list and vice versa. It is one of the, you know, people who really tap into it, they get it. There's so many people who could tap into it even more. And it doesn't matter how big your list is. It's really about, again, do we have similar audiences and how do we help each other grow? So again, if you, even if you're like, I only have 100 people on my list, who the heck is going to want to, you know, showcase me? That doesn't matter. It's not even a part of the equation. If you have similar audiences, that's what it is about.
Love that. So where do people go to be able to join that or to do that?
Yes. So if you're a Kit user, you can go over to where it says recommendations, and that will open up your creator profile, which is where you, again, kind of say, hey, here's what my newsletter is about. Here's about how many people are on it. Here's who would have similar audiences to me. So that way, when people are looking for folks to recommend, they can see that you would be an option for them. And vice versa, if you're wanting to say, okay, who do I want to invite my people to subscribe to? Same thing. You'll look at their creator profiles. And again, Kit is really great algorithmically thinking about, okay, for, you know, food creators, we may not show you AI folks or whatever, but we want it to be something where the audiences are super similar. And again, it's a way for you to connect with your audience exactly where they already are, going to this particular person's newsletter. So it's, under inside of Kit, it is a little tab called recommendations.
I think that's so great. That was something that we did when we did a blogger retreat, and we looked around the room and thought, you know, who would be a great recommendation? We all sat down and did it together, and it's been amazing how successful that has been, because these are real life people that I would recommend that then would recommend me. And it's okay also to go outside your niche and say, okay, so I do this, but this is adjacent that I think would be helpful for them. You know what I mean? Maybe I specialize in baking, but this person specializes in dinners, but they're also gluten-free or whatever it may be, you know? So I think it's okay to do things that are a little adjacent and help people see outside of their, you know, one realm as well.
Yeah. Or even like fitness-wise too. Like if it's like, I know that, you know, I'm doing energy related recipes, maybe then I go and partner with somebody who has a Pilates newsletter or something that, again, is similar realm. Your people probably are still there, and but it may not be directly exactly what you do.
Exactly. I love that. Well, this has been so helpful. I think if everyone can take anything from today, I want you to go home and get on Kit and do your reactivation automation. Get that organized. Go ahead and go check out some creators you can recommend and see if anyone's recommending you, because that's always fun too when you hop on. You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know so-and-so was recommending me. How neat. And I think even, again, getting personal with those and sending an email to that creator and being like, hey, thanks so much for recommending me. That means a lot. Grows and builds relationships. Thank you for sharing everything today. And I hope everyone leaves knowing that it's so important to have owned land versus rented land. It's okay to build your platforms on social media. It's okay to do all of that. Your website is your bread and butter. Your newsletter needs to be your number one deliverable tool. Like, yes, you may have all those socials, but make sure it goes out to your newsletter first. So thank you for sharing everything today, Jordan. We appreciate it. I have some rapid fire questions for you, if that's okay.
Yes. be great.
All right. This is a this or that. Coffee, matcha, hot cocoa.
Matcha.
Okay. And cold or warm?
I'm a cold matcha, but I also live in Dallas, Texas, so it's hot all the time. So
yeah. Okay. I love it. All right. So to improve deliverability, write a new welcome sequence or remove unengaged subscribers?
I would say new welcome sequence, mainly because, again, if you get those replies, that is the highest symbol you can tell deliverability. So yeah, new welcome sequence.
Okay. So that's the other thing everyone needs to go home and do today. And I will say, I was the epitome of, my gosh, email is so boring. It's so boring. Until I sat down with my amazing friend Molly from What Molly Made, and she's like, let's just do this. Right. Do your welcome sequence. It's not that hard. I'm like, it is too hard. But find someone who's really good at it. Contact the Kit team. They'll help you and get that welcome sequence set up ASAP, because I do think that's going to be huge. And then make sure, like Jordan said, to include your picture, to include the call to action at the bottom, so you can get those replies to increase deliverability. Yeah. Okay. Recipe riffs or follow the instructions exactly?
Baking, follow the instructions exactly. Recipe riffs will be cooking in any way, shape, or form. Like I be sprinkling all sorts of stuff into my cookies. So
what do I have? I love it. Same. Okay, inbox 0 or 47 tabs open?
It's almost both.
I was like, I have 47 tabs open, but I like to have, so my That's business weird. Email for Tastemaker right. is 0, but my blog one has a bajillion, and so does my personal.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the exact same business. It's nice and clean, personal. Who knows what's in there?
Yeah.
Gremlins, probably.
But it's because we've subscribed to all the places that we love, and now we need to cut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jordan, for joining. We'd love to encourage the audience to follow you guys on social and website. So be sure to grab a free account with Kit with your first 10,000 subscribers. We use Kit at Tastemaker Conference. I use Kit personally, and we absolutely love their product and their team. Jordan, where can guests get in touch if they'd like to connect with you directly?
Yes. So I am on Instagram and Threads. Those are my two faves, jordan.at.kit. And then also, if you just want to shoot me an email too, jordan@kit.com. Again, I keep my email nice and crisp, so I will see it. So you can contact me there too. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again for joining us. And thank you for all of you who tuned in. I hope that this encourages you to do some fun things with your email, especially before Q1. Now's the time. Let's do it. Yes. Let's get it done so that you can have that great deliverability. You can get those partnerships that you're looking for the holidays. And we are so excited. Kit, as always, will be joining us at Tastemaker Conference. They've been a supporter from day one, and we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary in January. Wow. We are so excited. Jordan, you'll be there too, right?
Yes, I will. I'm so excited.
Amazing. Yeah. We're so excited. So if you have any questions or if you need anything at the conference, you can sit down with Jordan and the Kit team, and they are so good to help you right there do anything that you're like, I need help with this. But again, thanks for everyone for joining, and then we will see you on the next episode of Tastemaker Talk. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening to Tastemaker Talk. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know by leaving a review, giving us a rating, or sharing it with your creator friends.
And of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
You can find more from us on our website, tastemakerconference.com, or even join us for an event where we learn and grow as a community of creatives.
The conversation doesn't stop here. Talk soon!